What an honor to be here. You know, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And tonight, there's going to be a change in your life. So right now, I bind any lie of the enemy, anything that will try to distract you, any worries, I bind it in the name of Jesus. And I break it, Father, and we declare that there is victory, there will be healing, there will be deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is always a joy to be here and to be able to share the word of God. I can tell you this. God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And that's what I'm here just to stand and to let you know that if God can use me, he can definitely use you. You know, there's nothing impossible for our Father. But tonight, I would like you to grab this book. If you have a Bible, let me see your Bibles. I want to see the word of God. Let me see. I see some people that don't lift up. Well, if you have your cell phone with the Bible, lift it up. It's okay. It is all right. Yeah, I see the phones. Amen. Praise God. You know, this book is the most amazing book that we can ever have. A lot of people have problems. A lot of people have questions. But if you were to just open this book and take a time, God will explain it to you. It doesn't take to be a theologian to be able to open this word, because the Holy Spirit that lives within us teaches us. And I tell you, seek, read this. I can be honest and confess to you that I have spent time in the Facebook. But why don't we spend time in this book? This God's book, you know. And I tell you, if you're going to go to Facebook, go first here and then go there. So let it be a challenge for this week. Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open these scriptures in the book of Mark, chapter 10. Book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. Amen. And what I like about this book, it talks about stories, true stories of people that are just you, like you and me, imperfect people, full of failures, troubles, struggles. But the difference is that when these people meet Jesus, their life changed forever. Amen. Father God, I ask you, God, that as I speak this word, God, that you will use me, God. Father, I present myself to you and you are present in here, God. I put my life in your hands and I ask you that you will do according unto your perfect will, Lord Jesus, that what I said will come in the power of your anointed name, Lord Jesus, and that you will be glorified tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And the title of my message is, Tonight, Jesus is Passing By. Tonight, Jesus is Passing By. And this is not just a title. This is the truth. Right now, if you're feeling something different, you feel your heart going like that, like something, you feel like crying, you feel something different in the air. This is not the air conditioner. This is not this beautiful building. This is the power of God, and he's touching you right now. So open up. Open up. Let him do whatever he has to do. Be open and be able and ready to receive what the Lord is going to tell you. The scriptures reads in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. And it says, Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, that is Jesus, obviously, with his disciples, a great multitude was following them, and blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that he was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, which means great, the great one, Master, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus on the road. And another scripture in the book of Matthew, which is about the same encounter, says in here that when he rose up, says in here, and immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was visiting Jericho. And I tell you, where Jesus goes, things happen, because Jesus came to set us free. He came to heal us. He came to restore us. When he will see an opportunity, he will go and help people. And so a lot of people got excited. They were following Jesus. And now Jesus was departing of this city in Jericho. But in Jericho, in the very street where Jesus was walking, there was a man that Jesus needed to see. You see, you're here tonight and there's a crowd of people. But like our sister was saying, Jesus knows every one of you. He knows you by name. He knows when you were born. He knows your favorite food. He knows your favorite stories. He knows everything. How many hairs you have in your head. He knows everything about you, and he cares for you. And in that city of Jericho, Jesus didn't want to leave without seeing this man whose name was Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was a man who was blind. Most likely he had been born with that disease. He couldn't see. He couldn't see the light. How many times we take for granted the blessings that God has given us. But he, everything about him was darkness. Everything was dark. And in that time, we didn't have all the things that we have now for the people that had this infirmity. And I can imagine poor Bartimaeus trying to walk in the streets and tumbling down, hitting walls, hurting himself, and crying at night, wondering why this happened to me. What's wrong with me? The Bible says that Bartimaeus was the son of Timaeus. And I was asking Jesus, what do I have to know his father's name? We don't talk about him in the story. But I started looking in the scripture and I wanted to know what Timaeus meant. And he said that Timaeus meant in the Aramaic, the unclean. So Bartimaeus was called the son of the unclean. And I was wondering, every time he would have to say his name or people would call his name, he was reminded, I am the son of the unclean. And Bartimaeus was very poor. He could not be able to work in that culture, because in that culture, they did a lot of agriculture. And he had to use his eyes to be able to work. So there was no possibilities for him to have an employment. And he had to go in the streets and beg and beg. And when you are a beggar, I don't know how many of you are aware, but in New York City, we have people begging. And if you go and see them, you will see them that they're dirty because they don't have food. They don't have clothing, and they're suffering. And this is a reality that we live here in our city of New York. And that was the same reality. He was right in the street. People were passing by. Some of them would give him coins. Other people would say, not for today. And whatever he could get, he would eat. He would be able to sustain himself. This is what the life of Bartimaeus was. Everything dark, ever in darkness. And I'm pretty sure when he was born, his parents maybe didn't know that something was wrong with him, but as he started developing, they could see that this little boy couldn't see. And you can imagine the sadness in the family, the sadness in Bartimaeus, and his life in darkness. The Bible talks about a condition that whether you realize it or not, you and I had, and that condition is called sin. It is just like the blindness that Bartimaeus had. The blindness of Bartimaeus didn't allow him to see the light, didn't allow him to see the beautiful colors that we all enjoy. And the Bible says the sin is also like that. It stops us from being able to get closer to God. How is sin and what is sin, you may wonder. Well, whenever we take an action that is against God, that's when we say that we are sinning. Everything that is evil that you and I have done, that is sin, and it comes against God. The Bible says that when God created you and me back in the Eden, in the garden, God created men and women perfect. We were perfect without blemish. There was nothing wrong with us. But also, God created us with our personal will. We could do whatever we wanted. God gave specific instructions, and he said, do not eat from this tree, but you can enjoy all the trees in this garden. You can do whatever you want except this tree. Do not touch it. But man was deceived by Satan, which is our enemy, and they disobeyed. They were deceived and decided, well, you know what? Maybe God is deceiving us, and we're going to try this and eat it. And they did, and sin, the Bible says, enter into the world. So now if you look at the news, if you see children being raped, that is because of sin. If you see children being abused, that's because of sin. If you see people killing each other, if you see people hurting other people, stealing, and doing all these things, do not blame it on God. Blame it on yourself. Blame it on. We take responsibility of what we have done. It is very easy to open our mouths and say, well, God, where are you? But God was very clear. And the Bible says that we went away from God. Because you see, our God that loves you so much is a God that is holy and he is righteous. But the sin separated us from God, and we were now hopeless. There was no hope. We were like Bartimaeus, blind. We couldn't see. We would walk and stumble and hurt ourselves. That's what sin does to you. Many of us struggle with many different areas in our life, and we wonder, God, what is going on with me? What's wrong with me? But I'll tell you what is wrong. It is sin that is in our lives. But today, I have good news. I have good news, and the good news is that there's a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is here tonight, and Jesus is passing by, and he's the only one who can remove the pain. He's the only one who can restore you. He's the only one who can make you whole if you will have faith on him, if you will believe him. The Bible and the scripture says that Bartimaeus was begging and asking for food, asking maybe for some coins. And I thank God that even though Bartimaeus was blind, Bartimaeus could hear. And the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So they were in Jericho, and he heard about a man called Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. And I was looking at the map. Jericho's here, Nazareth is. It was a long distance. But he had heard that the prophets had talked about a Messiah coming to bring healing, like our pastor was reading and saying, the one that will open up the eyes of the blind and will make them be able to see. And he had hope. And when he heard that Jesus was healing, he said, if I only could see Jesus, if I could only get closer, but how would I get into Nazareth, which is far from Jericho? But you see, sometimes you have a desire to see God, but you don't even have the way how to get to God. But there's no problem with Jesus. If you cannot make it to him, he will make it to you. Amen. So I know that Jesus was walking with all the disciples. They were walking in that same street where Bartimaeus was begging. And you see, Bartimaeus couldn't see. So I always think that God is a God that plans everything. He's a God of details. And guess what? Jesus must have said, you know what? I'm going to see Bartimaeus, but I want to make sure he knows that I'm passing by. So there was a big crowd of people, a commotion. And he's like wondering, what is going on? I hear a lot of noise. He was familiar with the sounds of his street. He would go there every day to beg. But there was something different about this crowd this time. And he asked, what is going on? And they told him, it is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth is here. So immediately he said, I have to call on him. I've been waiting. I've been desiring to meet Jesus. And now is my chance. And I'll tell you tonight, you came here. You may wonder, well, I don't know. Somebody invited me. But tonight, Jesus is walking right here. You feel his presence. He's walking. He's longing to touch you. He's longing to make a difference in your life. If you will let him tonight, tonight could be a night that will be a different night forever. And your life could be different if you will only open up your heart to Jesus. The Bible says that as soon as Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was closer by, he started screaming and he says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And there was a lot of people. I know a lot of people knew him. They were, oh yeah, the blind Bartimaeus is always begging in the corner. But when he heard, when they heard him screaming, they got mad at him. You know, I get mad when God, when we're trying to call on Jesus, the enemy comes and tries to intercept and tries to interrupt. Like here, I'm telling you right now that Jesus is the way, that there's no way you can make it to God except through Jesus. And guess who's going to tell you in your ear? That is a lie. The enemy. Because every time we expose light, put light onto the people, the enemy wants to come and interrupt. The Bible says that Bartimaeus started screaming, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus was walking. And as soon as those words came into Jesus' ear, he stopped. Like our sister was saying, when you call on the name of Jesus, oh, he hears you right away. You know what? My Jesus is a busy man. Yes, he is in charge of all the universe, the galaxies. But you know what? You're more important than his schedule. If you call on Jesus, he immediately gets there because you are very, very important to him. Like Jessica was saying, Jesus loves you. When somebody loves you, he makes time or she makes time for you. If they say they love you and they don't make time for you, I don't think that's true. When you love somebody, you are there for the person. Well, you guys and me, we're imperfect people, but Jesus is perfect. And when I tell you that he's going to be there when you call him, I'm telling you the truth, because that's what the Bible says, that as soon as Jesus heard Bartimaeus' voice, he stopped. And the people are saying, hey, shut up. Don't be telling nothing. Just be quiet. Be quiet. You know, people think, oh, if you have been maybe a prince, somebody royalty. Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to do it. Like, we are a society that like to be entertained and look these beautiful things. But they were like, who's going to care about this dirty, stinky, blind beggar Bartimaeus? But you know what? Jesus is not into any class status. No. You might be dirty. You might be without clothes. You might be homeless. But you know what? You're precious in his sight. You are precious in his sight. And let nobody tell you otherwise. Because what? You're a creation of Jesus Christ. You're precious. The enemy tells you you're garbage. You know, you're nobody. But Jesus said no. In fact, you are so precious that Jesus, even though we were sinners, the Bible says that God demonstrated his love. That while we didn't have any hope, while we were sinners, Jesus Christ came and gave his life for you and me and died on the cross. On the peaceful day, put nails in his hand. They beat him up. He died, and on the third day he resurrected, and he came to give you life. To you and me. So this is a solution. Jesus has come. He has already made a way for you and me to be able to have a connection with him, to be able to be to go to heaven with him and have a life, an eternal life, salvation. And that is only through Jesus Christ. So Bartimaeus cried out, and Jesus immediately said, please let him come to me. And now the people, you know, some people, I tell you, do not believe in people. Do not put your trust in people, because today they go like, yeah. And tomorrow they go, ooh, I believe the same people. It is true. It is true. Let's be real, right? That's what I put my trust in, Jesus, only God, because he's there always with me, no matter what, right? But I tell you what. People can cheer you up today. Tomorrow they put you down. Maybe the same people that were saying, wow, wonderful Jesus. Maybe they were the ones who were saying, crucify him, crucify him. Same people. People are changes, but Jesus is always the same. He remains the same today, tomorrow, and forever, and yesterday. He never changes. He's always faithful. And then people say, oh, you know what? Get happy. He's calling you. Be encouraged. And Bartimaeus decided to come to Jesus. But there's something very important that Bartimaeus did. And that is something that I have to mention to you. It is that Bartimaeus had this garment. There was a cloth that Bartimaeus had to wear all his life. You just have to picture, he was a very poor man. He was a beggar and he was blind. So maybe this cloth was very dirty, but it was something that he would maybe put in the floor that he got accustomed to it. And he would carry it with him. It would represent what he was, perhaps. It must have been dirty, stinky. I don't know. I wasn't there. But you can imagine, right? But the Bible says that before he went to Jesus, he said that he cast it away. He threw it away. It was like a blanket. And I know, because I was like that, many of us have a lot of those blankets. You carry your blanket with you. Maybe it could be a set of beliefs that you say, no, this is what I believe. Maybe your own justifications of certain behaviors that you do. And you say, well, you know what? It is okay. I can do this and have God. Maybe it's a habit that you have that you know that it is against God. But I tell you, if you really want to be set free, and if you want to come to Jesus, you need to throw that away. Maybe it could be pride. Maybe it could be a struggle, something that you're dealing for many years. Something that you have gotten so accustomed to it that you say, well, this is mine. You know, like the little cartoon Peanuts with a little kid that is carrying the little blanket wherever he goes. And it's all dirty, picking up all the microbes and whatever. But God is saying, put it away. And that was a step of faith, because by the time Bartimaeus threw it away, he was still blind. Which means that if he did it, so can you. You can come by faith and say, God, I'm struggling with this area. This is something that I cannot deal with. Like Jessica said, I'm struggling with this party life. But if you cast it out, he is able to set you free. The Bible said that he cast it out and immediately he rose up. Because you see, that cloth was going to be a stumbling as he would come closer to Jesus. He needed to get it out of the way. And he was still blind and he approached Jesus. And when he was approaching Jesus, I just love the word of God, how Jesus came and answered. Because remember, he had cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And now Jesus was answering to him. And he said, what would you like me to do for you? I love Jesus. And I always say this, and I will repeat it for the rest of my life. Jesus knows everything. Jesus knows everything. But he takes the time to inquire of you. He wants to have a conversation. He could say, oh yeah, he needs healing, boom. But no. Jesus is a man of relationships. He wants to know what you feel. He comes and says, my daughter, my child, what is hurting you? What is tormenting you at night? What is your ailment that you have? What is troubling your heart? He wants to know. He wants you to express it to you like a dear father would do to his children. And he said, my Lord, Rabboni, that I may see, that I may recover my sight. And Jesus not only did give him the sight back, the Bible says that he said, your faith has made you whole. Meaning that not only Jesus was about the physical ailment, but there was something else, salvation, involved in his life. Jesus wanted to set him free and let him know, you know what? Not only your physical, but your spiritual soul also needs healing. And tonight you are here. Maybe somebody brought you. Maybe you came here for the first time. And I'm telling you, Jesus is walking in the aisles. And he's asking you, my son, my daughter, what can I do for you? Bartimaeus had a specific request. Maybe your request is different than Bartimaeus. I don't know. But Jesus knows it already. But he wants you to come and tell him to yourself. You tell him, what is it that is ailing you? What is it that is causing you pain? What is it that is your struggle? I tell you, Jesus is the only way You may have, you may try different things, like Colleen said that she went to psychologists trying to get help. But the only one that can give you the help is Jesus Christ. And I'm going to invite you today. I want you to be like Bartimaeus. If a blind person that couldn't see was able to approach Jesus, how much more you that are able to see? I'm going to invite you to come into the presence of God. Jesus is here, and I know very strong that he wants to touch you, heal your heart, but I know also that he wants to heal your physical body. I believe it. You see, when I was a little girl, I was born with this disease called arthritis. The doctor said that I was going to be handicapped in a wheelchair by the age of 12. But when I was 3 years old, somebody told me about Jesus. And I heard about Jesus. I couldn't read, but I heard about Jesus healing the blind, Jesus healing the paralytic. And I said, Jesus, heal me. And I pray for many years, 6 years. And one day, Jesus decided to come and touch me. And now I'm standing in here. I had no problems because he did it, because he pleased him. So if he did it for me, don't you believe he can do it for you? He is able. There's nothing impossible for Jesus. So I'm going to invite you to come and to stand up right now. I'm going to invite you to stand up as the musicians come. And I'm going to invite you to come and say, Jesus, I really need you. Because you see, you need to recognize that you need the Lord. You cannot do it on your own. And if you keep trying, you know you keep failing. But I'm going to invite you to step here right in the front. Do not be afraid. I'm going to invite you to come. Today is your day of deliverance. Today God wants to set you free. Today God wants to heal you. If you will let him, if you will let him touch you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. I invite you right now, go like Bartimaeus, run unto the altar, seek Jesus, because let's be real, tomorrow is no promise to you. You may look healthy. I just heard about this girl that she got a disease and now she's dying. She ate something and now she's dying. She only have few days to survive. Tomorrow is no promise to you, but I'll tell you, if you invite Jesus, and if you were to die tonight, you're going to heaven with Jesus. And like if I die tonight, I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. Because it's better to live, to be with Jesus, than to be here without Jesus. It's a torment. But I invite you today to come. Come unto Jesus. And as this musician starts singing, I invite you to come. But come. Don't waste your time. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your salvation. You don't have much time, you guys. Things are getting worse. And this is the time of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. If you will believe, come unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you are the only one, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands. Oh, Jesus, it's only you, Lord. There's no other name, no other name on earth but the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, for your first time, lift up your hands right now. It's the first time you come and you want to invite Jesus into your heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I know there's some people over there. Come over here. I know I see some hands. Come over here. Don't be afraid. Nobody's going to hurt you here. This is amazing people here. Come and receive him. Make a statement. And I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. We're going to pray unto God and you're going to invite him to come into your heart. Repeat with me and say, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that you care enough for me, that you died on the cross for me. Thank you for loving me, even though I don't deserve to be loved. Thank you for forgiving me for all the bad things that I have done. Tonight, I'm opening my heart and I'm inviting you to come in. I ask you, Jesus, that you will cleanse me, that you will purify me, that you will remove all the things that do not please you. I surrender my life to you. And I ask you, Jesus, that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit from head to toe. Baptize me with your power and teach me how to listen to your voice. From this moment on, write my name in the book of life and teach me to walk with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And how many people here are struggling with a disease? Lift up your hand. It is okay. You know, I'll tell you what. Jesus is able. I know you. Many of you feel afraid and you're wondering, has Jesus forgotten about me? I'll tell you, no, he has not forgotten about you. And he knows your pain. He knows your needs. It took 6 years for Jesus to heal me. Not that he couldn't heal me right away, but he taught me to believe him, and he taught me patience, and he taught me to endure in prayer. And there's power in prayer. We're going to pray for you. I believe some people are going to get healed today. And as you get healed, you give glory to him and you continue living for him. But for you to be healed, you need to believe. And how many of you believe that God can do it? He can do it. Of course he can do it. There's nothing impossible for him. So I'm going to pray for you. And as I pray for you, lift up one hand and the other one, put it in the area where you're struggling right now. Any sickness, if it is your throat, if it is your lungs, if it is any kind of cancer, in the name of Jesus, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, and I ask you to open your mouth and pray, because this is not only me, all them, it's all of us, okay? He hears you. Amen. The power is him. It's nobody else in here. It's him doing it, because he is walking in the midst of us. So come on and let's cry out to Jesus. Father God, we are in your presence right now, God. You're in the midst of us right now, God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you that the power of healing will descend upon this congregation, God. Father, I come against any cancer, any sickness in their body, God. Father, you are the healer. You are powerful, Father God. There's nothing impossible right now, God. I ask you that you will start recreating organs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you that you start moving, Father God, in power, in might, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, descend right now, God. Quicken everybody in here. Father, you know the sicknesses, God. You know the areas they're struggling, Father God. But you are able. You are able to recreate organs. You are able to remove cancer. You are able to remove any cell that is contaminated with any sickness, God. Father, I ask you, God, that you would quicken these bodies right now, God. We believe, Father God. We believe that there's power in your name. We believe that you're a healer. We believe that you're a deliverer, God. Set people free, I pray you, God. And I thank you, God. I thank you for the healing. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. I receive the healing, God. I receive it. You are able. And I give you glory, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're going to do. And I thank you for what you already done tonight, God. I ask you that you fill us with your joy. You fill us with your peace. And Father, as we go home tonight, we will meditate upon you. If you choose to come tonight, Jesus, we're ready to go with you. And if not, teach us and help us to tell other people about you before it's too late, God. Thank you. In your name we pray. And everybody says, amen.